Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I hope all of you were able to sleep really well last night. In the guys' room, we had more guys than we could fit in that space. And so actually, some of the guys had to go up and sleep in the prayer room because we just didn't have enough space or enough beds for them. Joel and Gaku and Hiro, the three of them slept on two futons. They shared that together. And so they were really nice and toasty warm and close and loving each other. And today's message is learning to live together. And that's probably one of the best examples. I mean, they just gave an example of learning to live together in any situation. So that's going to be the focus of our message today is learning to live together when we think about fellowship. I can't believe that our time is almost finished, and this is our last session. But under the larger umbrella of growing disciples who make disciples, our first talk yesterday was during the worship. It was about our giving and our offering to God. And then last night we talked about praise and worship and that gift, that offering to God. And this one is going to be on fellowship and learning to live together in community.
クリスチャンの交わりには大きく分けて2種類あると、いうことができるかと思います。一つは十字架で表されるところの縦軸に当たります。神様と自分との交わり。そして2つ目は横軸に当たります。自分と他の兄弟姉妹との交わり、いわゆる人間関係と呼ばれるものです。おそらく私たちが多くの場合交わりという言葉を聞いて真っ先に思い浮かべるのは後者の方であり、私たちが日々直面する問題の大半はこの人間関係に起因していると言っても過言ではないのではないでしょうか。
As disciples of Christ, we often use the word fellowship. And we can basically split Christian fellowship into two categories. It forms the sign of the cross, the vertical relationship, which is between me and God, or us and God, and then the horizontal, which is me and other people. Or we can call it human relationships with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we usually, when we think about fellowship, we usually tend to emphasize this more than this, although it is both. But also, even though we do have some problems here and it affects this, more of our conflict usually tends to be right here when we're living in community with each other.
今回は交わりということについて、特に私たちが日々直面する現実問題としての人間関係について、どうしたらより良い関係を築くことができるのかをご一緒に考えてまいりたいと思いますが、大まかに次の3つのポイントで見てまいりたいと思います。まず第一に交わりの前提について、第二に交わりの心得について、そして第三にこの交わりとのテーマには欠かすことのできない 隣人愛ということについてそれぞれ見てもらいたいと思います。
So today as we look at the topic of fellowship, I'd like us to think about those human relationships and give a biblical contextfor living in and establishing those healthy relationships. And we'll break it down into three points. The first point is the foundation of fellowship. The second one is the heart of fellowship. And then the third one is what we can never get away from. It's what Jesus is talking about when he says, first he says, love God, but then he says, also love your neighbor.
それではまず第一のポイントとしまして、私たちがより良い交わり、より良い関係を築くための大前提について確認をしておきたいと思います。聖書66巻を一言で要約すると、神を愛し人を愛せよということですよとイエス様が教えてくださっているのが本庁を与えられた聖書の箇所です。交わりについて考える上で、この神を愛し人を愛するというこの順番、この順番が非常に重要なポイントとなります。残念ながら私たちはそれぞれが持っている罪の性質ゆえに、パーフェクトに人を愛することはできません。それは神によって召し出された人々、クリスチャンの集まりであるエクレシア、この教会の中であっても決して例外ではないのです。
There is a commandment, the greatest commandment that forms the foundation of our fellowship. And in summarizing all 66 books of the Bible, Jesus teaches us that the foundation is love God and love others. And it's really important to notice the order of that. First, to love God, and then to love others. But unfortunately, because of the consequence of our sin, we can't love perfectly.And this is even true of the called and sent ecclesia, which is the gathering or the community of Christ's disciples, the church.
一般的に医療を建てる際には、必ずその地下数十メートルにわたってしっかりとした基礎を作り上げることは皆さんもよくご存知だと思います。ちなみにこの写真は現在のお茶の水教会の建築時のちょうど基礎工事をしている風景で、地下50メートルにわたって杭を打ち込んでいる様子です。これらの杭は地表には決して見えない部分ではありますが、その地中深くに、言うなれば堅固な縦軸がしっかりと据えられているからこそ、地上の建物はたとえ大きな地震によって揺さぶられても決して倒れることはないのです。
When you build a building, you must have a foundation that is more than 10 meters below the surface for stability. That's just a basic construction rule. And when the Ochanomizu Church was being built, which you can see in these pictures here, the current new building, the foundation was built 50 meters below the surface. And you can't see the foundation now that the building is up. But if it was not built on that solid ground, the foundation was not built touching the solid ground, when the earthquake happens, the building would definitely collapse and fall over.
地中深くにしっかりとした縦軸が据えられているからこそ、その延長線上に表に見える部分としての美しい建造物を建てることができ、ぶれない水平を保った横軸としての一つ一つのフロアを築くことができるんです。同様に私たちも、まずこの縦軸が確立されていなければ、人間関係においても何か問題が生じた場合にすぐに歪みが出てしまい、場合によっては崩壊につながってしまうのです。すなわち私たちにとっての縦軸とは言うまでもなく、神様と自分との一対一の関係です。この神様との交わりを大切にすることによって、まず自分自身が整えられなければ、横軸である他者との交わり、良い関係を築くことは難しいのです。
When we ensure a solid foundation, on top of that, you can build the part that is seen and then create the floors from there. And it creates a very beautiful building. And each floor of the structure is even and stable. In the same way, when our relationships with others are not foundationally sound, there is damage that affects the core of the building and it eventually becomes destroyed. In other words, if our relationship or our fellowship with God is not built solidly, then it becomes nearly impossible to build on top of that and have a healthy, strong, stable relationship with other people.
神様との交わりとは、第一に毎週日曜日ごとに行われる主の日の礼拝です。そして第二に、礼拝と同じくらい大切なのが日々のディボーションです。私たちは1週間にたった1回だけ、この礼拝の時間に御言葉を聞くだけでは、とても不十分なのです。健康な体を維持するためには、毎日欠かさず食事をとることが必要であるよ。私たちが霊的に健全な心を保つためには日々御言葉を蓄えるということが必要不可欠なのです。ぜひ私たちは交わりの前提として日々御言葉に養われて、まず自分自身が霊的に満たされ整えられることから、横軸としての他者との交わりを築いてまいりましょう。
Our fellowship with God is definitely not limited to, but is certainly first and foremost experienced in our weekly gathering as a community to worship Him on Sunday. And secondly, just as important is our daily devotional time spent together with Him. It's not enough for us just to worship and dwell on His Word in our lives just once a week. Just as we need to eat healthy on a daily basis for our overall physical health, our spiritual health and the condition of our heart is dependent upon the daily feeding in His Word. We definitely need to build our foundation upon a relationship with God, and that's formed primarily by a constant dwelling in His Word. This becomes the strong, stable foundation upon which we build our relationship with other people.
それでは2つ目のポイントであります交わりの心得について見てまいりたいと思います。よく親しき中にも礼儀ありと言われますが、それは教会の兄弟姉妹との関係にもおいても大切なことだと思います。そこで、今回は私たち兄弟姉妹との交わりがより豊かに祝福されるための心得を2つ、ことは3つあるんですけども、時間の都合で2つだけお分かししたいと思います。
The second point is talking about the heart of fellowship. And there's a saying in Japanese which he said, when it's translated in English, the proverb goes like this: a hedge between keeps friendships green. And this means that even in the closest of relationships, there is still a need to be kind and polite and generally caring of the other person, no matter how close you are. This is very true in relationships with other brothers and sisters in Christ, in the church. So there are 5 behaviors that show the heart of fellowship, but I'm going to share 2 of them today.
私たちがより良い交わり、より良い関係を築くための心がけるべきポイントの1つ目は、神様の目で自分を、そして相手を見るということです。神様を中心とした関係は祝福されます。しかし神様を中心としない関係は祝福されません。これは私たち夫婦が結婚した際、ある先輩牧師のご夫妻からいただいたお祝いの手紙に添えられていた一文です。結婚式のお祝いでこの言葉、なかなかきつい一言だなと思いますけども、私は結婚生活が長くなるにつれてこの言葉の意味を実感しています。
One of the most important behaviors to develop in experiencing a healthy fellowship and building relationships with others is looking at oneself and also looking at others through the eyes of God. A pastor and his wife, who were mentors to me and my wife, wrote these words in a letter to us on the event of our wedding. A relationship with God at its core is a blessed relationship. But a relationship that does not put God at the center is not blessed. That seems like a pretty severe thing to write in a congratulatory card to the newlywed couple. But the longer that we are married, the more we can testify to the truth and the goodness of these words.
あの、星の王子様で知られますアントワーヌ・ド・サン・デクチュベリが、愛するとはお互いに見つめ合うことではなく、共に同じ方向を 進めることであるという名言を残していますが、それはちょうどこのような図で説明することができるかと思います。ここに自分がいます。そして向かい側に相手がいます。さらに両者の中心に神様がいるという、名付けて人間関係トライアングルです。
Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, the author of The Little Prince, wrote in a different book, "Love does not consist of gazing at each other, but in looking outward together in the same direction." I think that is the idea that is shown on this next graph, which you'll see. Here's me, and on the other side is the other person, and at the center, but also at the top, is God, and this is called the triangular relationship.
私たち兄弟姉妹との交わりを持つ際にはあまりお互いがお互いを見つめすぎてはいけないんですね。そうしますと相手の良いところだけでなく嫌なところまで見えてしまいまして、いつしかその関係にひびが入りギクシャクしたものとなってしまい、お互いの距離も離れてしまう危険性があるからなんです。そうではなく、まずは神様の目で自分を見ます。そうすることで自分がいかに罪深く取るに足らない存在であるにもかかわらず、それにも増して愛され許されている存在であるかということを知ることができるんです。その上で自分に注がれているのと同じ神様の目で相手を見るのです。そうすることによって相手の欠点や弱さを超えた神様の愛が注がれているその人の素晴らしさを発見することができるんです。
In our relationships with each other, we can't focus too much just on ourselves. When we do so, we not only focus on what is good and what we appreciate about each other, but we also begin to focus on what is bad and what we hate about each other, what annoys us.And when that happens, cracks begin to form in the relationship, and the relationship starts to become shaky and unstable. And often it enters into a dangerous direction of creating distance or even ending the relationship. So instead, we first look at ourselves the way that God sees us. And when we do so, we see how deeply sinful that we are, and that we can't deal with that sin by ourselves. But we know the more deeply how muchGod loves, forgives, and restores us. Then we look at others the way that God sees them. And when we do so, we see beyond their weakness and their bad points to discover the amazing goodness of a person who's drenched in the love of God.
さらに、先にも申し上げたことですが、私たち一人一人がまず神様との交わりを親密なものにしていくことによって、私たち兄弟姉妹との関係をますます近く祝福されたものとなっていくのです。ぜひ私たちはその交わりにおいて、いつもいつでも神様を中心とした関係、共に同じ方向を見つめる関係を築いて大切にしてまいりましょう。
And so as each of us tends to go deeper and more intimately in our fellowship with God, we are opened and we are transformed by Himfor deeper and more blessed fellowship with each other as well. And I want to encourage us to cherish and practice this idea of God-centered relationships, looking outward together in the same direction.
第2に、私たちはお互いに許し、受け入れ合うことを心がけていきたいと思います。クリスチャンであるとは、許しがたい人々を許すことである。神があなたの中にある許しがたいものを許してくださったからであると言ったのは、ナルニア国物語で有名な C.S. ルイスですが、クリスチャンであるとは許しがたい人々を許すことであるとの定義は非常に耳に痛い言葉であると思います。教会とはもともと気の合う人の集まりではなく、生い立ちや性格、学歴、年齢、職種の異なる人々の集まりですから、それこそいろんな人がいる場所なのです。そして同時に教会とはいろんな人がいて良い場所であり、全ての人が招かれている場所なのです。
So the first one was seeing ourselves and seeing others the way that God sees us. Secondly, we need to commit our hearts to forgiving and accepting one another. The famous author of the Chronicles of Narnia, C.S. Lewis, wrote this: "To be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable, because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. To become a disciple of Jesus that forgives the inexcusable in others is something none of us wants to hear and accept. But the church wasn't begun as a gathering of everyone who likes each other and gets along. Rather, it was a community that was diverse in life experiences, perspectives, personalities, education, age, profession, ethnicity, and culture. And actually, the church is a good community because of that, and becomes a place where anyone and everyone is welcome to belong."
ですから、時々ひびが入ることは仕方がないのです。けれども、ひびが入っても、それが完全に割れてしまわないように注意しなければなりません。神の家である教会が裁きの家になり下がってしまわないために、私たちに求められるのは許し、受け入れ合うという交わりの心得です。あまり細かいことは気にせずに、かえってドアの失態を息子のセムとヤッペテが優しく包んだように、私たちもキリストの十字架の愛を持って互いに包み合う関係を築いていこうではないでしょうか。
Definitely there are going to be times where we will be at odds and we won't be able to agree, and we just plain won't even like each other. From the beginning, we were totally different people, so it's inevitable that at some point there will be cracks that will form in our relationships with each other. However, we need to be careful that we don't allow the cracks to settle, get bigger, and cause the eventual destruction of that house. We want to make sure that the house of God does not become the house of judgment. So we must seek the heart of fellowship, which is practicing behaviors that demonstrate the forgiveness and the acceptance of one another. Rather than putting too much attention on the differences, like Noah's sons, Shem and Japheth, we need to kindly, quietly, respectfully cover over the sins of each other, and in a way that reflects the greatest covering over, which is when Jesus dies on the cross and covers over our sin.
それでは最後に、この交わりを考える上では欠かすことのできない隣人愛について考えてまいりましょう。人生最後に残るものは集めたものではない、与えたものであると言ったのはジェラール・ショドリという人ですが、私たちの人生において重要なことは、どれだけ自分が得をしたか、どれだけ自分が満たされているか、愛されているかという集めたものなのではなく、どれだけの愛を与えたか、どれだけの犠牲を払ったのかということなんです。
So finally we come to the third point, which is love your neighbor. There is a quote that says, it's not what you gather, but what you scatter, that tells what kind of life you have lived. In other words, the point of our lives in its fullness is not based on what we have gotten, or how much we were satisfied, or how much we were loved, but rather how much we love others and how sacrificial we are for them.
Hey, you're good. 愛は真心、恋は下心と言ったりしますが、愛と好き、私は誰が好きですっていうね、愛すると好きには決定的な違いがあります。好きという感情はあくまで自分が中心です。自分を基準とした相手への思いが好きには、好きという言葉には込められています。つまり恋をしている状態がそれに当たるわけですが、そもそも自分の思いが中心ですから、相手の本当の幸せを願う心は残念ながら下の方にあるんです。ですから嫌いになったらさようならというのが好きにはあるんです。しかし愛は相手への心が中心にありますから、たとえ自分の意に沿わなくても、それでも相手を受け入れ耐え忍ぶことが愛にはできるのです。
there are, you can see these two kanjis. This one is love and this one is romance. And you can see heart is in both of them, but the heart in love is up high and the heart in romance is down low at the bottom. So we can say that love comes from selfless intention, whereas romance is often more about self-fulfillment. But there's also a clear difference between these and the idea of like. We use the word like a lot, ski, especially in Japanese. They say ski more than I love you. They say I like you. Like is more self-centered because it's based on my personal feeling towards or my reaction about something or someone that suits me, my preferences and my values. So unfortunately, this can also be said about romance too, that rather than a focus on the desire to make the other person happy, it generally becomes second or lower to the focus of what my own desire is. Whereas in love, so if with like and with the romance, if there's something that I don't like about the person, their need becomes second. So I can easily just say goodbye and break that relationship. But in love, the other person is higher. Their heart is placed higher on there, and they become the center. And so even when there's a difficulty or disagreement that comes in the relationship and we don't suit each other, we can still overcome it by accepting each other. That's why the biblical idea in that scripture says love is enduring.
では、この愛とは一体何者なのでしょうか。第1コリント13章は愛の章として知られていますが、ここから分かるのは、愛というものは自分ではなくて、あくまで相手が中心であるということなんです。言い換えたらば、愛とはその人が今どういう状況にあって、何を一番必要としているのかを想像し、どうして差し上げることが最善なのかを判断して、
So if we look at the famous love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13, if you look at Paul's writing and what it explains about love and what love is, you can find that true love has the other person rather than self as the center of that love. So put in another way, love is knowing the situation of the other and what they need most and evaluating best how to make sure they have what they need and making sure that their need is met.
イエス様は私たちに神を愛し人を愛しなさいと言われましたが、それは自分の都合に合わせて愛しなさいと言われたのではありません。むしろその逆で心を尽くし、思いを尽くし、知力を尽くして愛するようにと命じられたのです。知力を尽くして隣人を愛するとは、頭を働かせ、相手の立場に立って、どうすることが相手にとって良いのかを想像し、行動に移すということです。ただの教えだけ、観念だけの隣人愛は、実践的な隣人愛ではありません。相手に伝わらない隣人愛では、全くもって意味がないのです。
When Jesus commands us to love God and to love others, he didn't say love God and others when it's convenient for you. Rather, oppositely, he commands us to love with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. So to love our neighbor with our heart, soul, and mind means we engage every part of our being, all of our feelings and all of our thoughts, and we submit them to the other person and how to love them best as they need it most. So this is not just a teaching, it's something that we have to practice. It's something that you live. And there's no meaning to loving someone else if it's not communicated to them in a way that they're looking for, the way that they need it, in both word and action.
しかしながら、現実問題として隣人を愛するというのは、真面目にしようとすればするほど決して生易しいことじゃないということを、私たちはそれぞれの経験から思うところがあるのではないでしょうか。しかし 私たちはどんなことがあっても決して忘れてはならない事実があります。それは私たちはみんなかつては許されがたき罪人であったということなのです。私たちはただ神様の一方的な憐れみによってイエス・キリストの十字架上の贖いによって神の子供とさせていただいたのです。この救いの恵みというものは自分の力で勝ち取ったものではないのです。私たちはみんな神様の憐れみを受けたのです。
One of the most challenging parts about loving others is that the more seriously we become committed to doing it, the more we realize how impossible it is to actually do it. And no matter what, there is something that we mustn't forget, and that is that we are inexcusable sinners that have been forgiven. God has shown us His great mercy in the cross of Jesus Christ, redeeming us and calling us His children.That saving grace was not won by our own power, but rather by receiving a gift of God's great mercy.
もちろんそうは言っても、私たちクリスチャンは罪許された罪人です。ですから、いくら救いに預かったからとはいえ、自動的に人を愛せるようになったり、許せるようになったわけではないです。しかし、それでも私たちには絶えず神様の愛が注がれ続けているということを忘れてはいけません。だからどんなに難しくても愛することをチャレンジしていかなければならないのです。ちょっとやそっと傷ついたからといって愛することをやめてしまってはならないのです。私たちは神の子供として生涯兄弟姉妹を愛するという愛の課題に立ち続ける必要があるのです。
So as disciples of Christ, we are essentially sinners that have been forgiven of our sin. No matter how much we know and experience the depth of our salvation, we just don't naturally and automatically love and forgive others by our own will and power.We must continually to remember that we are drenched in the pouring out of God's love. And no matter how difficult it is, we face the challenge to love and to forgive others. We can't just stop loving because of a wound created by something that somebody said or did. But rather, as the children of God, we must continue to live and practice the command to love as brothers and sisters in Christ.
作曲家のイーゴル・ストラヴィンスキーはかつてバイオリンのパートが非常に難しいフレーズのある新曲を書いたそうです。その曲を任されたバイオリニストはそれがあまりにも難しいものですからもうそれほど必死になって練習したのでした。しかし何週間かのリハーサルの後でそのバイオリニストはストラヴィンスキーのところに来てやってきてこう言ったのです。ストラヴィンスキーさん、私は一生懸命練習しましたけれどもどうしてもその部分だけは演奏することができないのです。もうあまりにも難しすぎて私にはもう無理です。
It is said that the famous composer Igor Stravinsky wrote a new piece that included what seemed like an impossible solo for the violin part. The violinist assigned to the solo realized how difficult it was and poured incredible amount of time and effort into practicing the piece.And after numerous weeks of rehearsals, the violinist went to Stravinsky and said, I have practiced with all of my might. I have practiced and practiced and practiced. But no matter how hard I try, I cannot play it. This is impossible for me.
このバイオリニストは本当に努力に努力を重ねた結果、どうしても自分にはできない。聞くことができないと悟ったのでした。するとストラヴィンスキーはこのように答えたというのです。ああ、あなたの気持ちはよくわかるよ。だがね、私が求めているのはそれを弾こうと努力している音なんだよ。決して完璧に弾けなくていいんだ。けど、なんとかそれを弾こうと。もがきながらも努力している音を私は求めているんだと
The violinist, the professional violinist, was so completely frustrated that after such extensive effort put into practicing, the solo was still not played to perfection. Then Stravinsky responded to the violinist like this: "Yes, I completely understand your feeling. But that's okay, because what I'm looking for anyway is the sound that you are just trying to play it." What Stravinsky was expecting when he composed it was not the perfection of playing it, but rather exactly the effect of the attempt of trying to play the incredibly difficult piece.
もしかしたら神様が私たちに求めておられる現地以外の実践というものもこれと似たことなのかもしれません。私たちは欠けだらけの弱さを持った人間ですから、完全に人を愛することなどできないのです。また受けた心の傷ゆえに心から相手を許すということももしかしたらできないのかもしれません。しかし主に喜ばれる交わり、あるいは隣人愛の実践とは、それを目指そうと途中で諦めずに努力し続ける過程にこそあるのではないかと私は思うんです。自分と気の合わない人を愛するということはとっても難しいことですけれども、私たちがキリストの姿に習ってその愛に免じて少しでもその方を受け止めていこうとする姿勢を神様は求めておられるのではないでしょうか。
I think perhaps the same could be said about God's expectation for us when it comes to loving, forgiving, and accepting each other. He already knows that we are imperfect and knows that we cannot love each other perfectly. He also knows that we cannot perfectly forgive and overlook hurt, or that we can perfectly understand each other. But fellowship which brings joy to the Lord is fellowship that does not give up making continuous attempts to love and to forgive each other. It's incredibly difficult and almost impossible to love someone we don't naturally like or get along with. But God's expectation for us is to learn what it means to take on the form and character of Christ and be in the process of learning what it means to love and forgive and accept each other.
今回この朝の学びでは、人に寄り添う人となるという題を使わせていただきました。私たちクリスチャンは少なからず神の愛を受け体験し、その愛に生きるものとして隣人に寄り添っていく必要があるのです。何より他でもない神であられるお方がまず私たちに寄り添うべく人となって来てくださったということを覚えつつ、今度は私たち一人一人が隣人に寄り添う愛の人となれるよう、日々キリストの姿に習って主の前にへりくだり祈りつつ整えられてまいりましょう。
So I think fellowship as fellow disciples in Christ can be said to be learning to live together. That's what I've been trying to teach today. And I want to clearly communicate that our need to fully receive, fully experience, fully live as, and fully share the love of God with each other, so that we can have deeper fellowship in truly learning to live together in a fuller way. More than anything, I pray that we will remember as the foundation of this that God Himself willingly chooses to live together with us and calls us to be transformed daily into the likeness of Christ as we come humbly before Him and seek together to live in His love with each other.
この学びの時を落とさせていただきたいと思います。
I want to thank you so much for inviting me to be with you this weekend and to share with you. And my heartfelt prayer for all of you is that as you grow into the disciples of Christ, you seek to bring joy to the Lord, that he will richly bless each one of you and fully use each of you as the beautifully pleasing aroma of Christ, and that he will continue to grow me to a church as a maturing family of God. Thank you very much. Let's pray.
愛する天のお父様、弱い私たちをどうかお許しください。
God in heaven, you are great and you are awesome, and we pray that you would forgive us of our weakness.
私たちはあなたの救いに預かり、あなたの素晴らしい愛を体験しているにもかかわらず、なかなか自分と気の合わない人、隣人を心から愛することのできない弱さを持っていることをどうか憐れんでください。
God, we confess that even though we receive your great mercy and we have received your amazing salvation and grace, that we lose sight of that and we find it difficult to live together with each other. We don't look at each other in mercy and in grace the way that you have looked at us. And we pray that you will forgive us of that. But we also remember that in the midst of our failure, that you don't give up on us, that you continue to dwell with us, you continue to forgive us, you continue to love us, and in that we find our hope.
私たちはその罪の性質ゆえに完全に人を愛したい、また許す心から完全に許すということのできない弱さを持っていますが、どうかそれでも何とかあなたの愛に倣って隣人を愛していくことをどうか諦めずに続けていくことができるように、どうか私たちを励まし助けてください。
God, we confess that we know that we cannot love and forgive each other perfectly.But we pray that you would continue to walk with us in the journey and help us to commit to not giving up learning, going through the process of growing and transforming and learning how to love each other and forgive each other.
ミトキリストの教会という神の家族を構成される私たち一人一人がますますあなたとの関係をまず第一にし、その神様の愛で、あなたの神様の目でお互いを見つめ合う、お互いの関係を少しずつ築いていくことができますように、どうか助けてください。
God, I pray for Mito Church. I pray for each brother and sister. And I ask, God, that you will continue to grow and mature them as disciples of you, to learn how to love each other and how to forgive each other.
この愛の課題に立ち続ける私たちのその姿を見て、どうか一人でも多くの方がますますこの水戸教会、この神の家族に加わる方が一人でも多く起こされ、ますます水戸の地でのキリストの体になる教会があなたにあって祝福され、また拡大していきますように、切にお願いいたします。
And God, we pray that through your love, that your love and forgiveness would pour out from them over the whole city of Mito, and that more people would be drawnTo your love, to your forgiveness, and drawn to a community, drawn to a family that experiences that and that shows that. And God, that more people would be redeemed and would be saved and would join in that community. With joy and expectation of how you will work and how you will answer these prayers, we lift this all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.